A long period of 400 years separates the Old and New Testaments. During that time, nothing was added to the Bible, as no divine revelations or prophetic utterances were given to men. Most of the Jews lived in Palestine, but the history of Israel at that time is nowhere mentioned in the Bible. The Jewish people were waiting for the coming of Christ, the promised Messiah, the King of Israel, who had been announced by the prophets down through the centuries. His coming had been foretold with a great wealth of detail. Already in the Garden of Eden, God had said that a descendant of the woman would overcome Satan the enemy, by whom sin and death had come into the world through Adam and Eve's disobedience. Centuries later, the Lord promised Abraham that all the nations of the earth would be blessed through one of his descendants. The great prophet Isaiah, who lived 700 years before the birth of Jesus, had foretold that he would be born of a virgin, and had described his incarnation in these words, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever." The Jews knew that Messiah would be of the royal line of David, of the tribe of Judah. The prophet Micah had announced that this child would be born in Bethlehem. "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from days of eternity." The Jewish nation was waiting for the promised son of David, the great deliverer of Israel, whose reign would last forever. For God had given many more promises concerning this divine and human son he was going to send into the world. Then came the time fixed by God for his birth. But first a messenger was sent to prepare the way before him, a precursor who would minister in the spirit and power of Elijah, as was announced by the prophet Malachi at the end of the Old Testament. The account of this birth is given at the beginning of the Gospel of Luke. There was in Israel an old priest called Zechariah. He and his wife Elizabeth were descendants of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments blamelessly. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well on in years. Whenever it was Zechariah's turn to serve as priest before God, he would go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense on the altar of incense, while all the people stayed outside and prayed. One day, as he was ministering in the temple, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was greatly troubled, but the angel reassured him, saying, "Do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You are to give him the name John. He will be a joy to you, and many will be glad because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will bring back many in Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Filled with wonder, Zechariah answered, "How can I be sure of this? I am old, and my wife is well on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to bring you this good news. And now you will be dumb, and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words." Meanwhile, the people outside were wondering why Zechariah had stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak, and they realized he had seen a vision, for he made signs to them, but remained silent. When the time of his service was completed, he returned home, and his wife Elizabeth was filled with joy when she knew that she would have a son in her old age. Next episode, the Annunciation.